every Saturday night, we say Havdalah twice. Once at home, on a cup, with our families, and once in shul, during Maariv. The Gemara in Brachos on Lama Gimel tells us that someone who says Havdalah twice, alakos and in tefillah, yanuhu brachos al rosho, a blessing on your head. It's not just for Fiddler on the Roof. And we specifically put this into the bracha of Atachonin, the bracha about das, of understanding. Because Rabbeinu Yonah explains that Havdalah is all about appreciating that there's Kodesh and there's Chol, there's holiness, and there's the profane, the regular weekday. And so what a more perfect place to put this Atachon Antanu, this Havdalah, if you will. The second explanation is a little bit more practical. We say this Havdalah of Atachon Antanu in this very first bracha of the Bakashos, of the requests of Shemon Esrei. We're not allowed to make personal requests on Shabbos, and so right before we're about to make all the personalized requests on Saturday night, in that first bracha of Atachonin, we say Havdalah. Now, what if I've already said Havdalah alakos? Usually we say do Maariv and then Havdalah. What if I've said Havdalah already? Still, the Mishnah Berurah, without anyone really arguing, says, say Havdalah and Maariv as well. You need really both of them, like the Gemara and Brachos explained. Now, the big question is, what if I forgot to say Atachon Antanu? And globally we'll tell you, don't worry about it. You're going to say it during Havdalah anyway. You're going to say it alakos, so you're fine. But if you're still within that bracha of Atachonin, you've not yet said Baruch Atah Hashem, then you're fine. Say Atachon Antanu right now. And once you finish that bracha, then you're done. Unless you're the Aruch HaShulchan. Because the Aruch HaShulchan tells you that you can slip it in. I slip in the Atachon Antanu right before the second Yehuli Ratzon, after Elokai Netzor. Now, what if I'm repeating Shemon Esrei because I made a different mistake? So this is a total second round of the Shemon Esrei. I've already said Atachon Antanu once. The Shemir Shabbos Kehilkasa quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that I will not need to say it again. And thinking about a month and a half ahead, what happens when you have a Yom Tov that coincides with a Motzei Shabbos? Instead of saying Atachon Antanu, we say a slightly different Nusach, we say Vetodienu, but it's still that same Havdalah in the Tefillah. Now, what if I forgot that? Shlomo Zalman Orbach tells us that as long as you're within that bracha, the middle bracha of the Yom Tov Shemon Esrei, until you say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, then you're fine and you can say it. However, the Matzeh Ephraim is a little nervous about adding extra things in where they don't belong, and he says don't say it at all. So in general, when we see Atachonin, we're not going to repeat it, but in a couple unique circumstances, we can slide it in where appropriate. Have a wonderful day.